Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to jump down to item number 11, and that is the Department of Human Resources report on efforts made to assist the transition of impacted and displaced employees due to the hospital closure. Again, this is an informational item, and it is a standing item that will appear on the board's agenda for an update until closure.
Perfect. And we have Lisa Ruiz with us this morning.
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Mental Health Board. Lisa Ruiz Garcia, HR Manager. So as Jody mentioned, I am providing an informational report on the efforts made by the Department of Human Resources to assist the transition of impacted and displaced employees as a result of the hospital closure. So I will be just sharing updates since the April board report. So Granite Hills continues to recruit RNs and mental health techs and has posted opportunities for activity therapists, inpatient clinical therapists, nurse manager, housekeepers, and dietary aid, just to highlight a few of the openings they have available. And since last reported, Advocate Aurora has hired one additional registered nurse, bringing the total to of BHS employees hired to 8 RNs and 4 behavioral health techs. And Advocate Aurora has scheduled 4 additional open houses at the Mental Health Emergency Center. And the 2 dates remaining are June 23rd and July 21st. I have begun to meet with Advocate Aurora, the HR manager for the Mental Health Emergency Center, on a weekly cadence. We just had our first meeting last week, just to make sure we're connecting and providing information of openings they have, as well as what information do they need from us. Granite Hills and Advocate Aurora actually did attend the Milwaukee County Job Fair that was coordinated by our department on May 23rd at the Mitchell Park Domes. 150 individuals did attend, and approximately 18 behavioral health services employees attended. Most appear to be from support service roles and including facilities. And county leaders were available at the job fair on site. And some even conducted interviews there for specific positions, and to also answer questions regarding available positions that we had with throughout the county, as well as the Department of Health and Human Services. So DHR continues to be committed to provide support, guidance, and resources to impacted employees. We continue to meet with employees or talk with employees one-on-one as they have questions regarding whether it's regarding retirement, what happens to FMLA, again, benefits, flex spending, things like that, and also, you know, positions that are available, and providing contact information for Granite Hills and Advocate Aurora. So thank you. And are there any questions that I can answer?
Lisa, it's Mike Lappin. We've talked a little bit about this. I just wanted to update the board. We've been working with a couple other department staff around trying to find paths for some of our BHS staff, particularly in the facilities area, who may be good fits for vacancies elsewhere in the county. And I just wanted to mention this. We're trying to work it out so that we certainly can't afford to lose everybody before we close, but we also want to make sure that people land on their feet as much as possible. So it's been a delicate balance, and I just want a shout out to Stu Karen, who's been really helpful, and there have been others as well. So we know there's a lot of openings in the county. It's a tough employment environment. So we have some great people. We want to make sure have as best opportunity as possible, and we're doing everything we can to make those things happen. Those efforts will accelerate as we move towards September. Yes. So, and Lisa has been very helpful. The challenge is making something work for everybody involved. So that's the art of this, has been trying to find a balanced and mutually beneficial approach to the sort of transition to a different department.
Holy game of Tetris. Are there any other questions for Lisa from board members? All righty. Thank you so much for your